I don't know how many times I've got to fucking say it. Micro gyms do not go out of business because of a lack of hard work. They go out of business because of a lack of smart work. You guys put in the sweat equity. You put in the 60-hour weeks, but you're not bringing home a paycheck. Your family, yourself, you deserve to be making some money from all the effort that you put in. Please, Micro Gym University is now open for enrollment. Allow me, someone who has been through this my entire life, it's all I've ever done, is the fitness industry. Let me help you avoid some of the bullshit potholes that most micro gym owners fall into. Maybe you have fallen into them already. I'm going to lay out tons of different strategies. I'm not going to make you commit to any certain system that you have to follow. You get to pick and choose the different plays that are going to best fit your brand. All the courses are laid out there. The link is in my Instagram bio. If you have any questions, let me know. But there is no fucking excuse. I've put it out there clear as day. It'd be like hiring me to do 10 hours, 15 hours, whatever course you buy, hours of consulting with you for a fraction of the cost. Guys, stop working so fucking hard and making nothing from it. Educate yourself a little, and it's time for you to actually reap the rewards you deserve. Micro Gym University, the link is in my Instagram bio. Get fucking enrolled. What is up? It's Stu. It is What the Fuck Gym Talk. I was working on material for the next Talking to Myself, coming up with some ideas and topics and stuff like that. Like, when I do those, I have a topic in my head, I have a bunch of subtopics in my head, but it's all shot straight from the head. There's no script or you know, prompter or anything like that. But it does take time to sit down and really get all your thoughts together as to what genre you want to cover. And as I was doing that, I like to rehearse some of that stuff. And you guys maybe have noticed, any of you guys who are real, like, hardcore listeners to the content, you might notice the trend where I jam on things in small form, maybe in the vlog or this podcast, and then a few months later you might see it super long form in Talking to Myself. That's essentially what this thing's going to be today. I get tested a lot. And when I say tested, I don't think it necessarily comes from a bad place. I do think there's some guys trying to, like, catch me. And let me tell you what I'm talking about. You will never be fully free from your business, like passive income, chilling, sitting back and letting the Benjis roll in. Every guy I've heard say that, like I've heard, you know, I've said that. I've said, yeah, it's great. I have a cash flow asset that pays me every month and I'm not working in the business. I work on the business. Yet I had to coach a class this past Wednesday. I'm probably going to get myself on the schedule at least for maybe one class a week. Especially once Isaac goes out, just depending. She's pregnant, by the way, for those of you guys, she's be taking maternity leave. But we have two girls we're working on for development. We've got a part-time coach coming in. And if any of you guys know my fucking stance on part-time coaches, I'm not a fan, but for this scenario, this works. But I'm probably going to have to step in, even if I'm just like overseeing some of these new coaches while Isaac's gone, because she would typically be doing that. You know, Deuce is going to have to step up. There's going to be a little bit more work that has to get done. And when I said I get tested, I had a gym owner come on site and he wanted to meet and jam with me. I'm like, I can't, I would love to do that time, but I'm going to be working the front desk. He goes, working the front desk? Oh man, Stu, I thought you were, you know, Mr. fucking CEO, big shot. You don't have to work the front desk. And I, you know, besides wanting to just fucking, you know, reach into his fucking skull, rip out his fucking eyeballs and skull fuck him, because just the arrogance of that idea, I had a lot of empathy for him. It was like, this guy wants the fantasy of this walk-away business where it's like a crock pot. You set it and forget it. Where you go ahead and you get to this level of success and then it's done. It's completed. It's like building a house. Right? Oh, I built the house. It's done. Well, no, fucker. You're going to have to repaint it in a few years. This thing's going to be done. The lawn's going to need to be cut. It's very similar to like a kid. You know, having a kid, you're never, even when you have a kid, you're like, oh man, once they're no longer crying at night, it'll be great. Oh, once they're no longer shitting their pants, it'll be great. Well, once they know, you know, they can play with other kids and not fucking need me to entertain them all the time, it'll be great. And then once they're, you know, able to get a job, it'll be great. Oh fuck, they're 32 and still on my cell phone plan. Like, that kind of thing. It's never done on any of these aspects, especially with the business. So I respond to this guy and I'm like, yeah, you know, I don't know where you're coming from on this, or whether you think it's like a I caught you moment. I caught Stu, the WTF guy, telling everyone how to run his business, and here he is folding towels and working the front desk. bro, who, again, I'm going to try to say this as least, I'm trying to try to be as little of a cunt as possible when I say this. Who starts a business and then believes that the roles underneath their title of CEO or founder or whatever are beneath them? Who the fuck thinks like that? Who thinks that, oh, I founded this business, I started, I'll never have to do that lowly peasant shit like fold towels or fucking replace the toilet paper or mop the, are you fist fucking me? Like, just the arrogance in this motherfucker. And so I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm trying to think, like, as if this guy thinks like that, there's definitely a population of people who think like that, either, you know, maybe on the far end of the spectrum like him, or on the opposite end, maybe just a little bit at times. Guys, you're never out of it. I still fold towels. I still get called in when somebody calls out and then that backup person calls out or whatever. I still coach classes when I look at Isaac. I'm like, fuck, you look exhausted. You want me to cover class tomorrow? I got it. I'm. You don't have me on the schedule at all this week. You need help? Never be afraid to roll up your sleeves and get dirty. And that's one of the things I think that's made me so dangerous. I hear guys, and again, I'm going to call out names just because it's factual and it's not negative, but I have, you know, you look up to guys like Chris Cooper, the founder of Two Brain Business, an amazing business mentoring organization. And, you know, Chris, you know, he wrote these books and I remember reading them and, you know, back in the day, he was doing it all. And then, you know, look at it now and he, you know, his business is still a cash flow asset. He talks about how he just collects a check. Right, he goes in and works out. But I bet you he probably takes some meetings with the staff. I bet you he still, you know, if there was an HR disruption, he'd have to step back in. Right? Or maybe not. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he is completely removed. I don't know. But I think what makes me so dangerous and beneficial to you fuckers is that I'm still there. My office is still on site there. I still jump in when Isaac allows me to get on the schedule. I still know what it's like, and I know the perfect fucking script for working the front desk at Urban Movement and opening the door and handing the sweat towel. I know exactly what order, what cadence, what style, how to do all that. I know the differences when MindBody updates our kiosk app, and it makes it a few extra clicks for our members so I can contact the support team of MindBody and say, fuck, knock that shit off. I'm still there. I'm still touching it. Who thinks that you're going to be like a helicopter CEO and just hover around looking down at all your little worker bees and ants fucking doing your bidding? The fuck is wrong with you? Like, and why would you want to? The fun part for me, do you guys remember? I was the removed CEO. Like, right, CrossFit South End was this, I had it, a well-oiled machine. Things were great. And I saw a change in the market and a change in my core values and focus. And that's when I broke it and bought the building and rebranded to Urban Movement and so on and so forth. But now, so like, if I look at this with Urban Movement, it's not a finished product by any means of the imagination. I bet you would agree your business is not a finished product by any stretch of the imagination. And there you are. You might be, you know, you are still in it. And I don't think you should ever fully leave that. I think you should always be touch points with the working in the business. Yes, I want you working on the business the majority of the time. But there is some doing, right? In the 4Ds, have you ever read Mike Michalowicz's book, Clockwork? It's one of the things I review and I break down for micro gym owners inside of Micro Gym University in the HR course and the operational flow course. That is one of the things that you want to still be doing is doing. Don't think you're going to fucking run this passive income, cash flow, you know, asset that you never have to touch again, right? You build the fire, it's roaring. Well, guess what? You're going to have to throw more kindling in it at some point. You're going to have to poke some fucking, you know, embers and move some shit around. That's just how it is. But I don't understand the mindset of anyone who started a business not wanting that anyway. Who the fuck wants a puzzle when it's done, you get bored of it? If you've solved the puzzle, the riddle, the Rubik's Cube, and it's like, oh, I guess, what do I do? I don't know. Maybe I'll get into something else now. And I was like, well, yeah, so that's what I want to grow a business. Boom, grow it and scale it and then sell a business and start something else. Great, cool, sell it. Once you sell it, that's a whole different story. But if you're not selling your business and you are still an owner-operator, guess what? You're still going to be touching the business. So again, the point of this whole thing is anyone rolls up at the Urban Movement at any time, hit me a DM, give me, you know, let me know you're coming or don't, or just fucking surprise me, doesn't matter. I'd love to jam with you. But on the off chance that I can't jam with you, right? I've got shit to do. Whether I'm, you know, filling in for something at Urban or I'm doing whatever. Don't think about it as, oh, this guy is fucking, you know, man, this bamboozler, fucking snake oil salesman. All you're preaching is bullshit. You still have to do things in the business. Yes, I still have to do things in the business, you jackass. Of course. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I want to be at ground level. Like, what kind of commander, leader, fucking just sits up in the lifeguard chair while everyone else is in the trenches? That is not my scene. That's not what I do. One of my favorite things about SoulCycle is one of their core values is to always get their hands dirty or always roll up their sleeves or however they word it, where they have upper level C-suite management do the work of the hourly employees for, like, I think it's 3 hours a month or something like that. Working the front desk, cleaning the bikes, coaching a class, whatever it is. I think that's so fucking important. I think so many of you guys have a fantasy in your head of, like, man, I bet you Stu and Kalipa and all these guys just fucking walk around. They don't have to. Jesus. Did you see my vlog with Kalipa? Did you see the work ethic that motherfucker has? He was coaching his 5:30 a.m. class that day. I think he did two classes, 5:30 and 6:30, the day I rolled up and hung out with him. And he's got all these, and he's called Jason Kalipa. So guys, anyway, you ever come in to hit me up and swing in the Charlotte? And I'm like, sorry, bro, I'm coaching, but I'd love to have you in class. Or sorry, man, I've got to run an Excel report. Or I'm not, whatever, I'm busy. Because I'm doing something inside of Urban Movement? That's not a bad thing. I would hope the dudes that you listen to and you take content from are still getting their fucking hands dirty. All right, guys, that's it. That's all I got. You'll be seeing, hopefully, a very extended version of this and talking with myself here in the near future. Peace.